Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, very welcome back. It is time for Friday Night Racing, and Don McLean is with us. Don, it's mainly Ascot and Haydock that we're talking about, although there is a doozy of a race on Sunday in Goran Park as well.
Yeah, look, it's a good weekend, Ger. It's a good day tomorrow for sure. I suppose highlighted by the Ascot Chase, but also the Red Mills card at Goran is very good. There's no Duvan. There was talk of Duvan running in the Red Mills Chase, and in fact he was in the race until final declaration stage this morning, but he's not going to run. But look, the fact that Willie Mullins entered him in the race, that's a positive in terms of getting him back, because you're just dying to see him back, and it looks like he's going to go straight to Cheltenham now, which, look, hopefully he does. But even in Duvan's absence, it's still a really, really good weekend's racing.
Does something like that, where a horse is in and then out, create just a little bit of uncertainty for anybody who might have been looking at Duvan earlier in anti-post betting and just generally now? You'll be waiting until they line up, basically, to back Duvan at this point?
Yeah, you have to know, Ger. Well, some of the bookmakers are going betting with the run, and that's fine. But yeah, look, you just want to see him back now. And look, sure, Willie Mullins said it a couple of weeks ago that it was unlikely he was going to run this season. Then he said, look, there's a chance he will. And then he was entered. So that's great. Like, that's a positive for sure. It's a pity. Look, it'd be brilliant if he was running, because then we could get to see him. And that would obviously be another positive if he was going to run. But no, he's not going to run. So yeah, hopefully he gets to Cheltenham. And if he does, and if he's anywhere near the Duvan that we know, it'll be a hell of a race to see a peak form Duvan taking on Altior in a champion chase. That'd be something spectacular now.
As it stands, it's our Duke against Presenting Percy. And Atois Phil, you know, we've seen put in big races in against a quality field in the past as well. So this isn't, I mean, it's still a brilliant race.
Yeah, no, it's a great race. Our Duke, he's the top class novice last year. He won the Irish Grand National last year. He disappointed on his debut this season at Down Royal when Jessica Harrington said afterwards that he just had a back issue. It was kissing spines. They diagnosed that, and he had an operation. He came back in the Irish Gold Cup there during the Dublin Racing Festival, and he actually ran very well up to a point. He made a mistake at the second last fence, and it looked like the pack had closed in on him and that he might be a beaten horse. But actually, watching the race again, Robbie Power hadn't gone from it all, and he said afterwards that he was very happy with how he was and how he was travelling. So it's a long way from the second last fence at Leopardstown up to the winning line, and we just don't know what would have happened. But I suppose it's good that Jessica Arden has had time since then to get him out and get him running again on Saturday, because it was if you put a line through his Down Royal run, which you easily can, it was effectively a seasonal debut, so it's good that he can get another run, that she can get another run into him. And look, it's over a trip that's short of his best. It's only 2.5 miles. He won an Irish National over 3.5 miles, so it's way short of his best. He's a staying horse. He won the Grade 1 Neville Hotels Chase at Leopardstown last Christmas, so he's all stamina. But it's just going to be interesting to see him going over 2.5. And sure, we know, as Jesse did with Super Sunday in dropping him back and trip from 3 miles to run in the Irish Champion Hurdle, and he won it, so we know that she can do that. But you know, it's a hell of a race. Presenting Percy is this year's novice. He won the Pretence Final at Cheltenham last year, and he's just been really, really good this season. I suppose he had one blip at Punchestown in the Florida Pearl Chase, but since then he won the Porterstown Chase at Ferriers, and then last time he dropped back over hurdles and won the Galmoy Hurdle, beat Augusta Kate at Goran, then over 3 miles. So we know he stays. He's dropping in trip to 2.5 as well. And, it, you know, it is fascinating that the young up-and-coming novice Presenting Percy taking on our Duke, who's last season's novice. And as you said as well, Ger, Atois Phil, an established horse, we know how good he is. He won the Kinloch Bray Chase last time pretty easily. And Val Cerlito, who he's run twice now this season. And he didn't run badly in the Irish Gold Cup last time to finish fifth. So look, it's even though, and Bally Casey's in there as well, he's an 11-year-old now, he's probably not as good as he was, but he's still, these are the types of races in which he competes. So even though there's no Duvan and there are only five runners, it's still a hell of a race.
Okay, let's go on to Ascot at Saturday then. The main race that we're looking at the first race rather, is the Betfair Ascot Chase. And then here we have Top Notch at 2-1, waiting patiently at 9-4. Coney Island around about 3-1. But a lot of interest, obviously, in how Q Card is going to do here at 9-1. I think Q Card won this race last year pretty handily enough.
Yeah, absolutely. He won it really impressively. And he won it before. He won it about 3 or 4 years ago as well. So it just shows you how long Q Card's been on the go. He's 12 years old now. I suppose he's not the horse that he was, and they've tried a couple of different things with him this season, including replacing Paddy Brennan with Harry Cobden. But I think Harry Cobden is required elsewhere tomorrow by Paul Nicholls, so Paddy Brennan gets the ride back. So that's great. You know, I thought Paddy Brennan was a bit unlucky initially to lose the ride. And look, Q Card, he didn't run badly last time in the Betfair Chase. He just had no answer to Bristol De May, and Bristol De May is pretty much unbeatable on heavy ground at Haydock. So Q Card still ran a good race. But, you know, the fact that he's a 10-1 shot chair in the race tomorrow, that tells you how good a race it is. Top notch, he's again an improver. He finished second behind York Hill in the JLT Chase at Cheltenham last season, and he's been very good this season. He won the Grade 2 race over this course and distance in November, and the second horse that day, Double Shuffle, came out and ran a big race in the King George. He finished second behind Might Bite in the King George, so that was a big run. And then he was impressive last time and won the Peterborough Chase, which was rerouted to Taunton, and then waiting patiently, he's won all five of his chases. He beat Politologue last season as a novice. He's won his two races this season, including last time at Kempton, where he was just very, very good. He quickened up from the second last fence that day, and he came away from Art Moresque, Art Moresque is we know how good he is, but waiting patiently beat him really well, and he's another progressive horse. He's only seven. That was just his fifth chase. So, they set a high standard, but Coney Island that you mentioned, Eddie Harty sending him over, he's continuing his comeback, I suppose, Chair. Like, he was a very good novice last season. He won the Drinmore Chase over 2.5, and then he finished second. He split Arajuke and Disco, actually, in the Neville Hotels race at Leppestone over Christmas. Then he didn't run again last season, but last time, over this course and distance, actually, at Ascot, he was very good against Adrian Dupont. It was only a three-horse race, and it looked like Adrian Dupont had built up a lead that might have been unassailable, but he picked up really well for Barry Geraghty going around the home turn, and he won easily. Now, this is a different ball game now, going into a Grade 1 race, so he's going to have to step up. But we know that he's a top-class novice from last season, and again, another seven-year-old who probably has a lot more to give. All things being equal, he's probably going to, or he has the potential to continue to progress and to be better than he's shown so far.
Okay, so that's your tip for the weekend, is Coney Island round about 3-1?
Yeah, he's maybe a little bit bigger than that, maybe 7-2, 130, but not much bigger than 3-1. Yeah, look, around about that. Look, I just think he's a very exciting horse, Chair. I thought he was a little bit under the radar before Ascot, because he hadn't run in the latter half of last season as a novice. Like, he ran up until Christmas, and then we didn't see him again. And as a result, people maybe forgot about him, and because he didn't run at Cheltenham and because he didn't run in Britain, maybe he was just a wee bit under the radar. Look, he's front and centre now. People, after he ran at Ascot, people, I guess, remembered who he was and how good he was. But this is a very hot race. Like, there were seven entries in the race on Tuesday, and all seven have stood their ground. So it looked like it was going to be a hot race, and it is.
Okay. The 3:15 then at Haydock is the other race that we want to preview this weekend. Here, again, a great field. Black Lion, the Dutchman, Wild West Wind, Three Faces West, and Mystery are the top five in the betting. And it's hard to separate these, really.
Yeah, I suppose Black Lion is the high-profile one, or the highest profile of them all. He's favourite for the Grand National now. The weights were out this week. And he was, like, he ran in the Beecher Chase last time, and he was backed really, really strongly backed into 7-4. He went off 7-4 favourite, which is pretty unusual in a race over the big fences. Like, they take a lot of jumping, and so much can happen. It was a big enough field. So he's favourite, and I suppose he's up in the weights from then, but he won with plenty in hand. And back at Haydock, we know he goes well at Haydock. The Dutchman won at Haydock last time. He won the Peter Morris Chase. He's probably going to have to improve again, but he did improve to win that. He's up significantly in the handicap, but he's got that potential to progress. I suppose Wild West Wind in the Welsh National, he was travelling very well in the Chepstow race when he fell at the third or the fourth fence down the back straight. it was, look, way too far out to know how he would have fared, but he was travelling well and he was jumping well. He just got the fence all wrong and came down. So obviously he's none the worse for that. Tom George, happy to allow him to take his chance. And he's another progressive staying chaser. And then Sil Solis, he's a high-class hurdler who's back over fences. He finished fifth in that Welsh National. But he's another horse who's got very good form at Haydock. And I think we might have touched on this before, Ger, where, you know, some tracks, they are tracks at which course form is more important than others. And Haydock on soft ground seems to be one of them. Like, we know how good Bristol De Bay is on soft ground at Haydock. The Dutchman, before he won last time, he'd proven himself on soft ground at Haydock, albeit over hurdles. And Silsa, likewise, he's proven on soft ground at Haydock. So he's an older horse. He's more exposed than the ones at the top of the market. But he's a decentish price, and he could be a horse to outrun those odds.
All right. Don, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks a million.
Thanks, sir.
For more from Don, check out donmaclean.com. Now, our final piece tonight, which is coming up after the ads, is the story of the great Arthur Ashe, a great man on the court and off it. That's coming next.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.